And in our paper, we propose a LAMP sequence template, which we expect to lead us to a pedagogical planner for planning and implementing effective synchronous virtual classrooms. And we share the lesson learned using LAMPs to facilitate open education at the University of Macedonia in Greece. Organizing synchronous e-learning opportunities for our students in an effective way to increase self-learning with less guidance and support. By using LAMPs, we can properly prepare and monitor our students to enhance their participation in effective tutoring telemeetings, which we complement teaching to algorithms to undergraduate students. In this presentation, we following this structure. First, some comments about the moving from face-to-face teaching to a blended learning approach. Secondly, it is presented a description of tutoring telemeetings in order to support traditional students. Thirdly, a revision algorithm sequence RAS of learning activities in LAMPS template is suggested. To end with a lesson learned about using LAMPS and some conclusions and recommendations. The majority of traditional students do not participate actively. Usually, a lecturer present. However, the majority of traditional students don't participate actively in the actual classroom environment. Lecturers present, but students listen. The same situation exists and in the conventional higher education in Greece. Students have physical present by attending lectures, but they don't really have the opportunity to actually involve themselves in the learning process during the face-to-face meeting. So we need to do something in order to support them to do more actively. A key dimension in education is learning from interacting with instructors and peers rather than simply interacting with content. How, in this framework, our research aims on how computer-mediated environments can bring a level of interactivity to the traditional formal classroom level in higher education. The University of Macedonia is a public university located at Thessaloniki in Greece, and the most common way of teaching is still focused on transmissive rather than interactive strategies to support learning. The algorithms and C is a compulsory first-year course in applied informatics aims to introduce students in the algorithm thought and the relative basic significance of calculating a problem and its solution. And, of course, to familiarize students with the structured planning, repetitive and retrospective. Tutoring telemeetings, it's a new effort that we try in this course. In algorithm course, students face up learning difficulties on the implementation of an algorithm in an arithmetic exam and the step-by-step description of a given algorithm pseudocode. Since 2005, we support our students with technology and of course, the traditional classroom learning is not replaced by e-learning part, but it's a natural extension. So, tutoring telemeetings support traditional teaching process and include various media such as standalone web-based learning, mainly it's LMS for studying educational material, with asynchronous and synchronous web-based teaching. Our research examined evidence of using a learning design tool in order to plan a sequence of learning activities aiming to prepare students for their participation in synchronous virtual classrooms. The learning activity management system is the tool that we have chosen for it. Our main question is, which can be the phases of a template, according to the expected pedagogical planner, of a sequence of learning activities in order to support students to participate in effective synchronous virtual classroom? E-learning is continually increased in higher education. The exploitation of e-learning increasing, and research findings indicate that e-learning can provide an important supplement to traditional teaching. Convenient communication provided by ICT allows students to share and exchange ideas with tutors and peers and stimulate their interest using multimedia educational material. E-learning is a continuous process rather than just a learning event. Providing solutions allows for flexibility not only of multiple delivery methods, but for learning to take place over time. The most current teaching practice in higher education is focused on transitive rather than interactive strategies. Blended learning is a new effort that combines face-to-face instruction with computer-mediated instruction, and of course, traditional teaching methods still have a place. ICT must be driven by teaching and learning considerations and not be a requirement to include more IT. So, blended learning, it is not enough to simply mix the two different areas of learning. The face-to-face teaching with e-learning supplement is situated closer to poor traditional face-to-face teaching yet. Thus, this influence design or blending learning implementation is related both students' expectation and attitudes and educators' mentality. Virtual classrooms or synchronous learning, as Keegan defined, is a group of students being together online at a particular time for certain duration. Students are in different places and are taught electronically by a teacher using a web browser with integrated voice and video as the main delivery medium. Tutoring telemeetings constitutes an educational network tool based on futures of adult education and offer the possibility of self-support, cooperative, and experiential learning. Students search and find support when they need, according to their personal learning difficulties. A TTM lesson plan is organized in four phases. The first one is when students in the main room as a whole group remember, understand, and apply the taught concepts. In the second phase, in group plays, in small groups, move in another networking environment and work together to a particular assessment. In the third phases, in separate rooms, bigger groups analyze and try to understand it in depth. And finally, again all together in the main room, groups present their work and both evaluate and are evaluated. Our experience of implementing TTM illustrated the need for complementary e-tools. Before TTMs, students download educational material, ask for alternative material, need a way to communicate with tutors and peers in order to support themselves and the study or and solve technical difficulties that they faced up. Also, they prefer interactive activities before, during, and after TTM. So we use and LMS and LAMS. We use LAMS because of its advantages to orchestrate learning activities instead of creating learning opportunities based on context as altered as all other LMS. TTM with LAMS support in the first phase, the core lesson, face-to-face is implemented by traditional lecture with person-to-person interaction in a live physical environment, amphitheater in Greek universities, and it usually focuses on knowledge transmission. In second phase, preparation of a tutoring telemeeting, online self-paced learning to review or and acquired prerequisite background knowledge that will lead easily into the new knowledge. In the third phase, access flexibility is more important. Synchronous online learning and support review and reveal again the most important point of the core lesson. And in the fourth phase, evaluation and reflection, asynchronous online learning and self-assessments in order to prepare students in facing up in their final examinations with success. Our aim was to develop a LAMS sequence template to support TTMs for algorithms course. This necessity was a finding of our latest year research, and we would expect to form a LAMS sequence template which would appropriate for students' active participation in TTM, reusable material for tutors, not depending on their attitude and editable, so that it could be continually improved, proper to give the opportunity or easy communication with students and offer an account of students' learning needs better than in the traditional lectures. Suitable for tutors to plan their resuming lesson according to the important concepts following their students' needs and reducing time consuming and cost. Our proposal, resume algorithm sequence of learning activities or tutoring telemeeting for tutoring telemeeting facilitation as appropriate precondition for students to be well prepared for their active and effective participation. Resume algorithms have a series of steps that students' first participation of a learning plan for a week, preparation of a LAMS sequence according to a lesson plan, accountment and continual communication with students, preparation of tutoring telemeeting plan, implementation of LAMS sequence according to lesson plan, preparation of LAMP sequence for evaluation of TTM and implementation of TTM. Students' evaluation of TTM via LAMP sequence and tutors' analysis of students' portfolios and students' participation from TTM playback. At the last, tutors' evaluation of TTM and LAMP sequence reduce time-consuming and cost. Each RAS sequence is implemented after the series of face-to-face lectures for a chapter of algorithms and before the TTM, which aims to emphasize a particular unit of a chapter or solve students' queries and just help students study of a chapter. RAS sequence is a five-step sequence. Students' knowledge is enriched, concepts are presented with alternative ways, cooperation urges students to exchange opinions and discuss for a common or and suggest their topic, and learning is helped. Each phase in RAS helps a particular aim, and each activity leads students to accomplish particular objectives by doing individual or cooperative assessment. Okay, it's enough. RAF sequence, as we can see, how we have implemented in LAMPS. Here is the five-stage sequence of learning activities, which prepares students to actively participate. During the first phase, students introduced to the sequence with information about it and agree or shape the educational contract cooperatively. The ice breaking starts warming the learning environment and preconditions for knowledge acquisition start being established. Educational material and resources for study and the possibility of posing questions, queries, and or answers to other students' reflections are executed after the introductory phase. The third phase contains the alternative educational material and resources from various educational resources, website, etc. The next phase is the interactive phase with other students. Knowledge reflection is developed by asynchronous forum, for example, or asynchronous chat, for example, discussion given by the tutors or and suggested by students. RAS is five-stage sequence, is integrated with self-evaluation, a cognitive skill acquisition assessments. So, TTM provides a solution to the problem that students in higher education are mainly passive learners and they have not the opportunities to interact with peers. Early findings from pilot implementation of synchronous virtual classroom facilitated by a sequence of learning activities, TTM with RAS can prepare students for active participation. Student portfolios help tutors to monitor their students better than in traditional teaching. Finally, tutors are able to straightforwardly plan their lesson according to important concepts, following their students and reducing time consuming and cost. It is not so easy for traditional education to organize and implement a synchronous virtual classroom. They should be well qualified in ICT skills and to be able to implement pedagogical activities in their lessons. Furthermore, the law framework sets limits in applying innovating teaching approaches, changes in higher education courses. This means that is necessary to keep face-to-face lesson per week and introduce any innovation voluntarily. Obviously, this leads to small participation from tutors and students as well. Follow up in the effectiveness. We identify the characteristics of LAMPS from the perspective of process support in order to facilitate the effective synchronous virtual classroom, which is using in teaching of algorithms to undergraduate students. LAMPS is capable to support our educational blended learning approach, but entail an increasing workload for instructors and tutors. Follow-up research in the effectiveness of TTM is needed to assess the long-term effects of synchronous distance training supplementary processes to the existing one. Future plans includes RAS evaluation in algorithm calls during the whole semester for all units and implementation of TTM with other synchronous learning management systems. Thank you for your attention.